As we had mentioned in our previous talks, the book The Kuzari has as its foundation a dialogue between the king of the Khazars, this King Bulan, and a rabbi who provides convincing arguments as to why Judaism is the one correct and true faith. Some people have actually even attributed a name to this great rabbi. They call him Rabbi Yitzchak Hasingari. And that's based upon certain records of a rabbi who had been known to travel to this region during that time. We also discovered that a very large number of Khazars during this period had converted to Judaism, that Judaism was the national religion of Khazaria during this time. And so Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi decided to use the story of the Khazars as a way of presenting what he felt were the most convincing arguments as to why Judaism was the correct faith. Now, the simple understanding as to why Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi chose this particular story is that he wanted to write a book about Jewish philosophy and Jewish theology, and he wanted to make it interesting. When a person has some information to present, and sometimes that information is quite scientific or dry, however you want to describe it, there was a tendency, especially in bygone eras, to present it using something known as the Socratic method, which was basically you invent two or more people who have basically a back and forth, a give and take between them, where one person is asking questions and another person is providing the answers. And there are a number of other Jewish works that do the very same thing. And this was something that was quite common. It was a literary technique to be able to engage the reader into the conversation and to get him interested into a living dialogue instead of just straight factual information. So in all probability, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi knows about the story of the Khazars. He knows that his countrymen are very familiar with this story about Jewish pride and about an entire nation of Jews who convert. And he therefore uses this as a platform to be able to present his particular take on Judaism. In this sense, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi's book is historical fiction, because while it's true that he states at the beginning of the Sefer that he is really just providing a record of a conversation that took place in the court of the Khazar king, the reality is, in all likelihood, we have no recorded transcript of the actual arguments that the rabbi that was summoned by King Bulan provided to the king. We have no record of the actual disputation that the Christian and Islamic clergymen presented. So in all likelihood, all Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi is doing is just recreating in his own mind what might have happened had someone been there with a tape recorder to record the actual conversations that were taking place at the time. At face value, then, the story of the Khazars has absolutely nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi's project, which was to present Judaism in all of its glory to his generation. However, if we look more deeply at the story of the Khazars and how Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi presented it, we will find something that I believe is quite revealing. Recall that in the original Chasdai letters that we had discussed in a previous talk, we found an account of the conversion of King Bulan. And in that account, the story is told that King Bulan summoned three great world clerics. He summoned a Christian, he summoned a Muslim, and he summoned a Jew, each one to present his take on his faith and why his faith was the superior faith. And King Bulan, after going through all three of these faiths, finally settled or chose Judaism. But in Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi's version of the story, he changes the story. He introduces us to a fourth cleric in the story. Who is that person? It's a Greek philosopher. And why is that? Because Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi sought to defend Judaism in light of its detractors of his time in the 12th century. The most important detractor of Judaism in the minds of the Jews during this period in Spain was not Christianity and it was not Islam. It was rather philosophy, more specifically Greek, or even more specifically Aristotelian philosophy. Anyone who thinks that the Kuzari is a polemic against Christianity or Islam is, in my opinion, making a mistake. Because if that were the case, Reb Yehuda Halevi would have done a pretty bad job at presenting these faiths fairly. He devotes just a few paragraphs to represent the argument of the Christian cleric, only a few paragraphs to present the argument of the Qadi of the Muslim, and so it's not really a fair fight. But by contrast, the bulk of the polemic sections of the Kuzari are dedicated to disproving and debunking Greek philosophical models. That was really the existential threat of the time. And as I mentioned before, there was a tremendous amount of philosophical study of scholasticism that was going on in the Islamic society. Even people who were actually quite religious Muslims found some way to reconcile Islam with Greek philosophy. And in the face of this kind of culture, Judaism was seemingly taking somewhat of a beating. Now, we'll discuss quite later that there was a second existential threat that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi had to deal with. That was an internal threat of a sect of Jews known as the Karaites. But for now, let's focus on this external existential threat, the Islamic philosophical culture that was all over, that was quite pervasive during his time. Philosophy, with all of its fancy, sophisticated rhetoric and its claim to be able to provide a holistic solution and way of life to any individual who would attach himself to this kind of discipline. It had explanations for everything that exists in the realm of ethics, in the realm of physics, in the realm of metaphysics, which really encompasses just about everything from a philosophical point of view, talking about God's existence and the existence of the soul and what it means to be a human being and all of these other very important topics. That's what presented the threat to Judaism, which in the face of the Islamic philosophers of the time was probably viewed as something of a parochial and provincial curiosity. Some people might have thought that those antiquated rabbis with their Mishnah and Talmud were stuck in the old days, and they were unenlightened to the modern ways of Aristotle and his interpreters. That's the main audience for Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Those Jews who are feeling somewhat inferior based on their surroundings in modern Andalus, which is a progressive and intellectually advanced society. And the reason why he introduces, therefore, this Greek philosopher is to be able to show that even the Greek philosopher is no match for the rabbi when you look at the arguments on their own merit. This is the first interesting departure from the original story of the Khazars that appears in the Chizdai letters. In our next discussion, we will address how Rabbi Yehuda Halevi made another significant change in the story, one which would foreshadow his entire worldview and his entire understanding of Torah and Judaism.